For this Thursday, September 4th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. Indiana Governor Mike Braun is investigating utility companies' profits and fine cost-saving measures for Hoosiers. Wednesday, the governor announced he appointed Abby Gray as the new Office of the Utility Consumer Counselor Commissioner. Governor Braun said, quote, "Hoosiers have been burdened with utility rate increase after increase. We can't take it anymore." He also says he is directing the utility consumer counselor, who is Indiana's ratepayer advocate, to evaluate utilities' profits along with other cost-saving measures to ease the burden on ratepayers. He would also like to see the utilities' investors bear more the cost of doing business. Abby Gray says it's an honor to continue serving Indiana ratepayers. Tuesday night was a big evening for Evansville's Westside Nut Club and a big night for area nonprofits, schools, first responders, and many other organizations. They received the benefits from last year's Fall Festival. At the 2025 Founders Day Banquet, club members gave out over $675,000 to Evansville organizations. Some nonprofits, such as Cops Connecting with Kids, received as much as $25,000. Evansville Westside High Schools received $27,000 each. Also in Evansville, a sixth-grade student at Delaware Elementary School is facing serious consequences after bringing an unloaded gun to school with the intent to sell it. School officials said another student reported the incident, leading to the discovery of the weapon in the student's backpack. The gun was then handed over to law enforcement, ensuring the school remained secure. Authorities indicated that no threats were made and no one was harmed. Classes continued as normal, with all students confirmed safe. The student faces a mandatory one-year expulsion under Indiana law. School officials praised the student who reported the incident and commended the swift response from both staff and local law enforcement. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball lost their first match of the season as they got beaten 5 sets at home versus Carmi. The Vikings won sets 1 and 4 and then lost set 5-15-10. North Posey is 6-1 on the year. North Posey boys tennis defeated Southridge at home 4-1. The Vikings improved to 7-1 overall, and they are 4-1 in conference matches. Mount Vernon boys soccer lost a close match at South Knox 2-1. The Wildcats dropped a 2-5 on the season, and Mount Vernon girls soccer earned a 5-3 win at home against South Knox. They've won back-to-back matches and have a record of 5-3. This evening, local high school sports, North Posey volleyball is home taking on Heritage Hills. The JV match begins at 5:30, and the varsity match is at 7 o'clock. North Posey boys soccer welcomes Wood Memorial for a 5 o'clock match. Mount Vernon volleyball plays at Wright's. The JV match starts at 5:30, and the varsity match is set for 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon boys tennis plays host to Gibson Southern at 4:45, and Mount Vernon girls golf battles Princeton and Mount Carmel on the road at 4:30. Last in local college sports, Evansville volleyball lost their home opener versus Michigan State in 4 sets. The Purple Aces slide to 1-3 on the season. Tonight in local college sports, Evansville men's soccer is at home taking on Lindenwood at 6 o'clock, and Purple Aces women's soccer plays at Austin Peay at 6 o'clock. USI volleyball battles Michigan State at home at 6, and Screaming Eagles women's soccer is also home against Valparaiso. That match starts at 7 o'clock. In professional sports from Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals ended their series with a 5-1 win at home over the Athletics. The Cardinals won 2 of 3 in the series and are inching back towards 500 at 70-71. St. Louis is off today and will have a 3-game set at home with the San Francisco Giants that starts Friday night. The Chicago Cubs were unable to complete a 3-game sweep of the Atlanta Braves in Chicago as the Cubs lost 5-1. The loss puts the Cubs at 80-60 overall. They have today off before starting a 3-game series at home versus the Washington Nationals tomorrow afternoon. The Cincinnati Reds got beat in another slugfest at home against the Toronto Blue Jays 13-9. The Reds lost 2 of 3 in the series and are back to 500 on the season at 70-70. Cincinnati does not play today and will host the New York Mets in a 3-game set Friday evening. The Reds are 5 games behind the Mets for the final wildcard spot in the National League. That's news and sports for this Thursday, September 4th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Javin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.